Hello, listeners, and welcome to Series 4 of Zbroyovcast. You'll hear the intro in a second, but while we were recording, we actually got breaking news of new owners taking over the club this week. On top of that, there's also news that basically on the eve of the season, a league reshuffle due to financial fair play has meant that Brno will actually be playing in the Prvni Liga again next season. So as fans, we can all go to the places we missed out on last year. How good's that?
That's incredible. That's unbelievable news. Unbelievable news.
Unbelievable news.
Unbelievable news.
Unbelievable.
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 Unbelievable. What?
We're recording this podcast or not?
Oh, right. Gotcha. Yeah. No, sorry. I had the weirdest dream. Brno getting promoted, new owners. And you were there. And well, it was just you actually, but it was a dream, right?
Well, yeah.
No!
Yes.
Hello, and welcome to Zbroyovcast, the English language Zbroyovka Brno podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm wide awake.
Wakey wakey, yes. We hope you didn't... we didn't scare you or worry you with that bit of drama that we had before the intro. Because it is season four. Series four. Series or season?
How has it gone on this long?
I don't know. A lot of the listeners will be asking themselves the same
question.
Well,
listeners
be
dead by now.
Series four it is. And, back in the second league.
It's good to be home, boys.
It really is.
So an opportunity for Brno to finally win this league.
Yeah, and some games, which would also be nice.
Well, that'll be good, and we start very soon, of course.
But we do.
It's been a few weeks since we recorded the podcast, eh?
Yes, we've had a whole European Championships since we last. Well, not. I was going to say since we last met. That's a lie. But we've had a whole European Championships. Czechs did better than we thought.
Czechs did a lot better than we thought.
Than Slovakia.
Well, that's true. We've had players come in. We've had lots of players go out.
Yep. And we're going to be talking about all of that. Plus, we've got Beer the Podcast. Have we got Hot or Not?
We've always got Hot or Not.
All right, fair enough. I've got a quiz to spring on you.
Oh, good.
I should have sprung on you later rather than just saying it. But
I've got a preview. Because we will be starting a league campaign, of course.
That's true, yes. Return of the previews. Can't wait.
You're getting one. You're not getting two. And maybe we'll do this again next week if we have some
time.
That's
the plan anyway, yes. I will have a lot of time to edit it because I'll be on a train to Budapest for 4 hours.
Because you're going to watch the cars go wheelie-wheelie.
That's right, I am. Yeah, I won't be here for the first home game, so we're going to do an extra episode next week if we can. So then we get into the regular home away podcast format.
You'll enjoy that though, because I'm told that there's a new rule in Formula One where apparently you're allowed to force your rival off the track and win.
Racing incident. So as you mentioned, the season actually starts this coming weekend.
Friday.
Thrillingly, yeah, Friday, with us on TV, away in Tabor.
Get used to it, actually, because yet again I see that the Česká televize, JT Sport, has not either put in a bid or won to get the first league. It'll still be on O2, I imagine, so we'll be getting a lot of second league action on our TV screens, and to be honest, a lot of it's going to involve us, I think.
Yeah, I think because, you know, again, we're clearly the biggest team in the league, and also it means they can put us on awkward times, which means small villages don't have to police large amounts of Brno fans turning up.
Case in point, 6 p.m. in Tabor.
Exactly, yeah. I am actually trying to go to... I'm thinking about trying to go to that. I've taken Friday off anyway.
Okay.
Like, on the off chance that I could, and if not, I've still got a load of holiday days at work, and I just thought, well, if not, I've just got Friday off then, which is quite nice. So
works.
I thought that's fine.
So you and Ben may investigate.
We may investigate, yeah. We've already looked at a route which goes via lunch in Jihlava. Okay. Turns up in Tabor at like 4 p.m. for a 6 p.m. game, so...
Seems reasonable.
Seems reasonable to me. So, yeah, we'll see what happens there. But anyway, aside from Tabor, yes, we came down with the two sides that were also with us in the Premier League. So Příbram and Opava have taken the drop with us, and we're joining such old friends and old faces.
Luminaries.
As Viktoria Žižkov, Dukla Prague. You know, a couple of decent trips to Prague in this league.
Yes, of course.
A couple of other fun away days in Ústí and places like that.
One might, which might not be a nice away day in Prague, is Sparta B, who have come up as the representative of the ČFL.
Yeah.
Which I think is a bit of a joke, to be honest.
I don't like the B teams being able to come into the professional league sort of thing.
I think it's nonsense. Joined, of course, by Emeka Vyshkov, which I'm more excited about, because Vyshkov will be playing in Drnovice.
Yes, if you...
Ooh, how cool.
Yes, if you go back and listen to one of our Christmas specials we did a couple of years ago about Chmel Bulshani and FK Drnovice, you'll find out why we're so excited about this. And that's coming up in April, I think. The away games in early April, I think, yeah. So, yeah, things to look forward to there. Something to, in a way, very much more look forward to is the state of the squad, which we were bemoaning a few weeks ago. But then we looked at the starting 11, which may very well be the starting 11 for the first game.
And it looked great.
In their last friendly, and it looked bloody good, actually.
Yeah. Would you like the lowdown?
I certainly would,
yes. For everyone who's forgotten... So basically, we had a lot of players leave, and we've had a few players join, basically. So to go through them in no particular order, actually, I put the one at the top, which I thought was the funniest, which is Zoran Gajic going to Punik Yerevan.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one. But the more important ones, of course, are Tonda Rusek to Sigma Olomouc and Daniel Fila to Mladá Boleslav, both for €500,000 each. Remains to be seen whether or not that goes into Bartoniek's pockets or actually gets spent on things.
We spent it all on that shirt reveal video.
Which, to be fair, is absolutely fantastic.
It's all right, isn't it?
Maybe more on that later. Jan Sedlak is also joining Tonda at Sigma Olomouc.
It's a good move for both of them, I feel.
The one that annoys me is Ondra Pachlopnik going to Pilsen on loan with an option to buy. Come on, just...
Yeah, just take him.
not enough money, you know, to spend on a Zbrojovka player now, so we'll wait a year. Okay, good. Any idea what's happened to Pavel Drexa? I don't think he's moved anywhere, he's just left.
I think he's been mutually consented. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea what he's up to at the moment.
Might be calling time, maybe. I don't know.
He's only 32. He's not past it.
He looks older. You know what I mean? Haggard. Timotej Zahemenski has gone to Pohronie.
He did very little.
Yeah. Petr Pavlik, remember him.
Jesus. He's not still on the contract with us.
He was technically on the books and he's got to Senica.
Well, good for him.
Along with Simon Schumbera.
One of them is punching above their weight there and it's not Petr Pavlik.
Hey. Schuster and Winter are going to be joining us back in the second league at Vyshkov.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, Zekiel's still in the squad. So who do we get in instead is the question. Texel has been made permanent.
Yeah, for Texel, that's good. Basically a straight swap for Sedlak, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it is. I think it's that plus on loan, isn't it? Plus a player on loan, which is Jan Štěrba.
Jan Štěrba.
Who is going to be a centre-back that is replacement Drex are in a lot of ways,
yep.
Probably. The one that I'm...
Younger, more injury-prone.
Yeah, love it. My favourite is... Well, not my favourite, obviously, but one that I think is pretty good is Matěj Hrabina, who's coming from Opava.
I'd forgotten about Matěj Hrabina. I was really happy about that.
200 appearances across the two divisions.
Yeah, I was really, really happy. Yeah. He's in his prime as well. He's only 28 or something. Thank you for reminding me of Matěj Hrabina. That's cheered me up, actually.
Feels like quite a good signing, doesn't it? The one which is absolutely winning for, like, the weirdest thing that's happened is this whole thing of getting Pavel Zavadil back in a sort of, like, a team coach, maybe play a few games sort of role. And it has become very clear from the friendlies that he will be starting almost every single game next season.
Yeah.
At the age of 43, is
44
it?
44 now, I think. This, actually, if you don't know the story, this is brilliant, because he left us when he was 38, I think, when we were still a top league side the last time. And he went to Opava, which is around where he's from. It's where his parents lived. And I think basically he was offered a player coach role because he was after looking after his mother who was ill or something like that. So it was very a family orientated. My career is basically over sort of thing. Went up, had one season playing for them, then became the director of football, didn't play for 3 or 4 years. When we brought him back, we assumed, oh, he's clearly just going to be director of football at Bono. Oh no, he's out there in the full, you know, full kit and out taking penalties and starting friendlies. And
he looks like he's going to be the penalty man now. There's no Rusek and Vanya still signed. Line.
Yeah, incredible.
Which could be for a while. And the one that made every single person smile is Kuba Szczesniczek. Come back home.
Return of the proverbial. Come back home, baby.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
I am. I'm so chuffed.
Even if he's shit, I'm excited about it. Just for the memes. For the feels,
yeah,
you know, it just takes your mind back to the Dukla Prague 2-1 away, doesn't it? Where we had that goal which was scored against us, which didn't cross the line, and then he came back and basically absolute single-handedly ran the second half.
Yeah, absolute red mist. Awesome. Brilliant to see.
But just as you were saying, you're talking about the lineup. I mean, at least the starting lineup for our last preseason friendly, which was a 1-1 draw with Zlín. Hello, Zlín. How does this sound for a starting 11 in a sort of a 4-2-3-1 sort of thing? You've got Berkovets in goal, obviously. The back four of Hrabina, Krzysztofek, Stjerba, Morawiec, with sort of Čermák and Zavadil, sort of like right in the middle of the park. Přihystal, Texel, Hladík, and then Szczesniczek up top.
That back four actually sounds already better than the one we had last year.
Yeah, mad, isn't it? And then you've still got... I mean, what I actually kind of liked was the bench, which is obviously you're going to have Floda and stuff, and you have the sort of mixture of experience and some players that I think have come through us that aren't complete shit, which is weird. So you have, obviously, the experienced people. You have Barish, you have Fosek, you have Stepanovski, but you've also got like Endel, you've got Shevchik, who I think looks really, you know, a really good, bright young spark.
Je m'appelle Claude, he's on there.
Yeah, Claude Lotetsky, who I believe is not going to be in the first team,
is
though
he not?
I think he's going to go into the Bs, which I think is a bit of a shame because he had that time with Blansko last season. And you have new Sedlak, which is actually old Sedlak in some ways as well. So
did we not get that? That fullback from Slavia on a free. What's his name? Is it Kosek?
Kosek, yeah, we got him as well. So that he was on the bench starting. On the bench starting. He was on the bench for the friendly. I mean, generally the friendlies were solid, if not spectacular.
Yeah.
We ended up playing really competently in our first one against Pardubice, and I thought we were going to get absolutely slaughtered.
Yeah,
2-1 against Jihlava, which felt like it should be more. Jihlava, no real shakes,
and then 1-1 away at Zlín.
Yeah,
it seems
loss to Sigma as well. In between,
it seems
that.
About where we should be at this point, to be honest. Yeah.
However, we've been cursed, haven't we? Because the bookies have made us prohibitive favorites,
runaway favorites
to win this league. Basically just about evens for Zborovka to be champions of the second tier with Příbram at I think 4-1 and then after that Opava.
Right.
If you want to give Varnsdorf a punt, 600-1.
Right.
Sparta B 30.
Yes, well, ugh, enough of that. Shall we move on? Shall we do another bit?
Would you like to do a bit? Sing me a song. Tell me a joke.
I can do a bit. Let's do Hot or Not, shall we? It's hot or it's not. Here is this part of the show. Saying things that we might know. Dun, 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 dun. It's hot or not. It's me and you. It's a regular thing we do. It's a regular thing we do.
I initially thought it was Ring My Bell.
I did not hit that high note very well. I have to practice before tomorrow because I've got some major falsetto to do tomorrow.
Yes, you are gigging tomorrow.
Gigging tomorrow, yes.
It feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
Without live music.
No, it's true. Anyway, what's that?
No
idea. What
was
that an attempt at? No?
Go on.
Mid-90s indie.
Oh, God.
It's Suede.
Oh, is it Suede?
Yeah. It was an attempt at trash by Swell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, we'll gloss over that.
Self-descriptive.
Yes. No, there we go. Thank you very much. I've only got one each. You?
I can do one each for
sure. All right. Fair enough.
Don't know how flippant I want to be though. This is the problem.
I'm being pretty flippant.
Oh, okay.
So, right, my hot, slightly unusually as a choice, is England fans being arseholes.
Okay.
Because it might mean that we don't get the 2030... is it going to be World Cup 2030 or Euro 2030? World Cup 2030, I think. Yeah. There's a bid, anyway. Because I cannot imagine the amount of it's coming home bollocks that will happen if we get that contest. And actually, if we can't behave, we don't bloody deserve it. So I think that's a hot. If we've exposed ourselves to still being the absolute scumbags we still are, you know, England fans are different these days and blah, blah, blah. No, we're clearly not. We're clearly still a bunch of horrible arseholes that nobody wants anything to do with. So actually, shot yourself in the foot. Well done.
I mean, it's not all bad news on that front. I'm sure you heard about awful right-wing comedian Andrew Lawrence absolutely cancelling himself into oblivion.
I did not hear about this.
Oh, okay. So you know Andrew Lawrence. Andrew Lawrence is one of these people that calls himself a libertarian comic, etc. He's been on, he was with Mock the Week a couple of times. And he was the one that caused a stir a few years back because he was like, it's just the radical left and women and token minorities and stuff on there.
Yeah.
And he tries
agents
to
agents of deep woke and cultural Marxism.
He tries to be an edgelord, and he tried some attempt at what he calls satire, which is everyone's cover up for I shouldn't have said that, but I'm doubling down.
Right.
Where basically he started laying into, you know, he started doing tweets like all the white players scored their penalties, just saying. You know,
Good,
things like that.
It makes you think on so many levels.
It makes me think that he's an arsehole, yeah. And, I mean, just a bit of advice. Like, I'm not good at business, right? I'm not good at numbers and stuff. Tweeting that when you've got a tour on, not great, because then every single venue pulled out.
Oh,
he lost
was that
his management.
Arsehole. He was that
he's
arsehole,
deleted his
yes.
Twitter.
Oh, that was, yes. Now that you've said about everyone pulling out, that's, yes, I remember that. Marvellous.
First we lost Lee Hurst, and then we lost Andrew Lawrence. It's a bad day for the right. Right-wing comedians aren't funny and don't really exist.
No. Anyway, that's my hot. Mm-hmm. It could just have been that bloke self-destructing. That would have been fine, actually. But do you want to pick a hotter or not?
I'll pick a hot.
Go on, then.
And this feels like the right time to say this on a preview podcast. Zbrojovka Brno's new shirts for the season look fucking brilliant.
They do, don't they?
Actually excited about the shirts. And it looks like we're going to have one very plain sponsor on the
Synergia,
front.
Who were our general sponsor a couple of years ago.
And it was just a wee
nice
thing
just
on the front.
Stripe logo across the front. That's fine.
Getting a proper badge this time, not just a plasticky sort of
No, it's
thing
still
over,
a stamp
right?
on. Did but you not see in the...
3D though, innit?
I think that just might be because it's on a bumpy bit of texture.
I think it's something like that. I think we're getting a real badge. I'm not sure.
But either way, it's smart as hell.
But the real hero of this and the one that I will probably be getting is the Away Kit, boys.
The Retro Away Kit.
The Retro
yes.
Away Kit. Gold, very underrated metal. shirt colour. But I love the logo.
Yeah,
I think it's just
the
so
like
fun.
1930s sort of badge
it was
thing.
Giving
it's great,
me,
isn't
it was giving me, I don't know how to do this properly, but Workat-S Wooj
right.
on
yes.
it, you know, when they put all the bits, the letters together. Great. So I'm very for that. I'm looking forward to probably paying 1,913 crowns
yes.
for one. And yes, it'll be great. I might get both. I'm not sure yet. It depends how flush I'm feeling. But
Reznicek on one, Zavadil on the other.
Well, this is the thing. If you get Reznicek on one, I can't get it on one, right?
Because
then
true,
it's a bit weird. It's couples going to games.
It is, yeah.
So I might.
I think we may have passed that stage, but this is just us confirming it.
Thinking of this in the shower this morning, as you do, right? Honestly, thinking of giving Hladík some loving, man, after all the shit I gave him at the start of his career here.
That's fair, yeah. Oh, nice. Yes, good hot. I've got a knot and a kind of sort of coupled onto the back of it knot as well. My hot was actually initially going to be Coventry's shirt for this season.
Yeah.
Because Hummel have done us another absolutely beautiful bespoke design. Obviously sky blue, but with a slightly darker blue big phoenix rising from the flames graphic taken from the club crest and the city crest. Now, there was a thread on a popular Facebook Simpsons meme group which just said, you know, football season's coming up, show us your season new shirts. I put the Coventry one on there. It was getting a lot of love until somebody underneath it said, brilliant design, terrible execution, I can't unsee the bra. And because the wing tips go up over the shoulders and then the wings are quite heavily blue on the breast areas,
now
I can't unsee the bra either. I had not noticed it until that comment, and now I can't unsee it. So that's sort of ruined that for me.
I mean, it works in some ways because I'm sure the team will be needing your support.
Yay! I was a little bit annoyed by that.
So your knot is your own club shirt that you liked?
Yes, basically.
Strong.
Piggybacking on the back of this, I was also slightly miffed to see that our Slovak goalkeeper Marko Marosi has done one, has been released. We've got a 31-year-old from Sheffield United instead. But Rob Gwilt, fear not, because Marosi has gone to Shrewsbury Town and you're getting a fantastic goalkeeper there. I'm slightly bitter that he's gone, but yeah, Shrewsbury are getting an almighty bargain on a free as well, I think. So yeah, good work there.
Anyone of note that you've brought in to Coventry for the start of the season?
Your friend and mine, Martin Waghorn.
Martin with a Y, Waghorn.
That's right, yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Did you see we had a friendly against Sevilla the other night?
No, I did not.
That went about the way you'd expect. We lost 4-0. It's not too bad, actually.
Yeah. Worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, was it their B team though? That's
No.
Was it full strength Sevilla?
Full strength Sevilla side without Tomasz Vaclík, of course.
I saw you were in Sevilla or something like that because you had you put a video up of a wonky bus.
Yes.
Because I tweeted under it, someone's stolen the wheels off the side of your bus. It's got like 4 likes.
Right, anyway. Good.
I just don't get the numbers you do, mate.
Anyway, that's my knot. Do you have one?
Yeah, mine's Patrick Schick not getting a golden boot.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Giving to Ronaldo, boring, on assists. Fuck off.
By the way, Patrick Schick not even making team of the tournament.
Yeah.
Lukaku getting in ahead of him. Patrick Schick playing for a much smaller nation, scoring more goals than Lukaku, dragging his team through the tournament, doesn't even get in the team of the tournament. That's unbelievable.
He scored a pretty good game, pretty good goal, I believe, in the group stages, but we won't talk about that one ever again. So,
yeah, watching that game with you was quite good fun. I enjoyed
was
that.
Was it?
It really was.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Fun wasn't the word on that I was associating with it.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's all over and done with anyway.
Yeah, so all that tour of football over and done with until next year when we get a World Cup.
Yeah, until 18 months' time.
Until we get Human Rights' very own World Cup.
That's right, yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Right. I've got a quiz. Do you want a quiz?
I always want a quiz, yes.
All right, let's do a quiz. Right, here is a quiz on Bonneau going into the second division and things related to that.
Right, uh-oh.
Okay, hold on, wait for it. There really good. I like that quiz intro music. I'm glad I found it. Anyway, right, five questions.
Right,
we'll start with a nice easy one. Ups and downs.
Boy, you turn me. No, it's upside down, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Which teams went up and got relegated from the second division last year?
Well, we talked about it at the start, right?
Exactly.
So, teams that went down, Slavoj Vyšehrad,
yes.
who scored an almighty 7 points.
Yeah.
Along with Blansko. And
yes.
Sparta B came up with MFK Vyškov.
Mm-hmm. And who went up from that league into the top league, who we won't be seeing anymore?
Hradec Králové.
Good. Do you remember their points total compared to Vyšehrad's 7?
I'll have a guess. It's pretty high. It's like 70 something.
No, it's 58.
Oh, okay.
But
no,
still,
no.
It, you know, still 51 thinking, points more than the team.
Because I was
bottom.
Thinking, didn't like Dinamo like score like loads? Like they dropped like 4 points and got like.
Yeah, but also a smaller league, of course, last year.
Yeah,
so,
I wasn't thinking about that, was
yeah.
I?
All right. Question two: of the clubs that have their own stadium.
Okay.
So we're discounting Sparta B because
yeah.
they're playing at Strahov at the training center.
Yeah.
We're discounting Vyškov
yeah.
because they're playing in Dernovice. Which club has the biggest ground by capacity in the league?
Dukla Prague.
No.
Oh, okay. Give me a sec then. I maybe rushed into that one.
Well, yeah.
Oh, it's us.
It is us. Yes, well done. Very good.
I thought you meant if like their field, you know. They'll be second, right? Or will it be...
No.
Opava.
Příbram second.
Of course.
9,100. Juliska, Dukla is third with 8,150. So
not doing well today,
yeah.
listener.
All right, number three.
If it was a mascots one.
Yes, exactly. If it was a mascots, maybe there will be yeah. a mascot question coming up.
Yeah, or is it, you know, one of your stadium
but,
ones?
Yeah. It's right, okay. From Bonneau, which away day is furthest as the crow flies?
One of two. All right, the two that I'm thinking of, it's Varnsdorf at Ústí nad Labem.
You're exactly right. It's one of those
and
two.
And I'm going to go for Ústí nad Labem.
And you're right.
Yeah.
Yes, by 8 kilometres.
That all?
Yeah.
Ooh, all right.
By road, Varnsdorf is a lot further because you have to do a big jog to the right and then
yeah.
head up. But as the crow flies, there's only 8 kilometres distance between them. Well done. Well guessed. How many... This is a mark of lower league football wherever you go is the kind of crap graphic 90s football on a crest.
Yeah.
How many clubs have a football on their crest in this league?
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, in a change from years gone by, Jihlava don't anymore.
That's true, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
They've gone for their kind of American football style crest they've had for the last
mm-hmm.
sort of 2.5 seasons.
Right, I'm going to go through them thinking about it that I think have a crap football on them. Varnsdorf do.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, that one's the first that sprung to mind. Varnsdorf. And you can edit this bit out maybe while I'm thinking, which would be a big help. Or I'm just going to try and fill dead air with trying to remember what teams are in the league.
Yes, that was my initial problem rather than actually identifying badges.
All right, I'm going to start by... I'm also going to put things that don't. So Jihlava don't.
Right.
Toborsko don't.
Okay.
Vlašim don't. Trinets don't anymore. Trinets have a
yep,
new logo.
That's true.
So we've got Varnsdorf. This is taking some time.
You could just guess a number, of course.
I'm going to guess 4.
You're going to guess very wrongly,
okay,
unfortunately.
How many is it?
It's 7.
Really?
Yes.
How have I forgotten half the teams in this league?
Well, because loads of them have... They're quite sort of incidental. For example...
Ústí has one in the corner.
Yes, in like one of its 4 sections of its split badge.
Yeah.
Tábor... Vlašim has one at the bottom of the V, like of the chevron. There are absolutely bloody loads
really?
Of them. Yeah.
Do you have the list there?
Because I thought it was about 4.
Yeah.
But I don't have the list on me, but we can get the list in a second. I would also have accepted 6 as an answer, because Prostějov only have half a football on theirs. It's like half football, and then it's the eagle on the other side. It's that bizarre
right.
half cockerel, half football thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What a league.
Yeah, it really is. Anyway, question 5. What is the closest... Derby. I'm going to give you 3 options for this one as well. Do you not need the three options?
I don't think I need the three options.
All right, what would be your guess?
All right, can I tell you the three derbies first? I'll tell you the three derbies
no,
that I think...
Right, right. I'm going to caveat this with saying in the same city doesn't count.
Oh, come on. Because it was...
That's too easy.
Oh, because it's for Austin and Lee Shen.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Can I have a go anyway?
You can have a go anyway, yeah.
All right. I am going to say...
Yeah.
No, give me the option. I was my gut instinct was Trinets and Opava. That's
right,
my
okay.
gut instinct.
Your three options are Trinets and Opava.
Is this one Tribram and Vlashim as well?
Tribram Vlashim or Prosteov Vishkov.
Oh, right, are we counting Vishkov and Prosteov as like as in where like Prosteov will be
as
playing?
Where their towns are.
It's that one or it's the first one. I think. I think Tabor's a little bit too far. Not Tabor. I think Vishkov's the Vlashin's a little bit too far away from Pribram. Something like 10 miles, I think, in between them. I will go for Opava and Opava and Trinets.
You would be absolutely wrong.
All right, so it is Vishkov and Prosteov, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. There's only 25 kilometers between Prosteov and Vishkov. Vlashin to Pribram is 76 kilometers. Opava to Trinets is 82 kilometers.
Is it actually?
It's miles away. Yeah.
Oh, I just think they're close because it's all up in Silesia.
Yeah, because if you remember, we went up to Ostrava. We got on the train that goes southeast. And Opava is northwest of Ostrava. It's the other side of Ostrava. It's a long way, man. So, yeah, there you go. Because actually, that was my first thought. My geography of that region is so bad. I thought, well, it's clearly that, but I better check anyway.
Yeah, I honestly thought you were going to be like, the options were going to be like, Austin, Lee Shen, Slavia. What the hell are you on about? I can't speak
Dukla
properly.
And Victoria.
Dukla and Victoria and stuff like
and,
that.
Yeah, I think, and yeah, Usti Varnsdorf might have been another option, but it's not anyway. Yeah, so there we go. That was the quiz. You did badly.
Well,
I'm afraid
it's about time I did badly on one of these.
Oh,
he's human after all. Listener,
them's fighting words. All right,
let me. This means I'll have to do one for you at some point.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Fancy a beer?
Yeah.
Good. For the first time in this series, it's Beer of the Podcast. Yes, welcome return for Beer of the Podcast, and you've got a glass of what I can only describe as yellow with some sort of detritus floating around in it, which is, detritus.
Looks like freshly pressed apple juice.
It does, it's nothing of the sort, it's Axiom.
Oh, it's an Axiom.
It's an Axiom, and it's called the Moravian Meadow.
Oh, it's honey. Right.
Meadow, Meadow, that's what they're going for, Junior, Session Mead. I just saw all the words on the can and I thought, it's got to be done. It's got to be done.
That brewery needs to stop.
Yeah. Although, the girl in the place...
Session Mead, as compared to regular mead.
Yeah. The girl in the place recommended me what they called a forest mead, which was... made with like forest berries as well. That was spectacularly good. This I'm unsure about.
Oh, good. So you're just giving me the shite one. All right, nice.
No, I bought two cans of this. I only got one can of the forest berries.
Can I?
You can. You can have a look at it. It's got lovely can art, as they all do. 6%.
Okay, so that's what it's a session mead, man. Were there people in cloaks at the pub?
There were not people in cloaks. She looked at me in a quite suspicious manner when I said this. I had clearly never had it. I think that's why she recommended me the Forest Berries one. Because,
Session mead.
Session mead.
Sometimes things need... This obsession with the past, when everyone died of cholera, has to stop at some point, you know?
Yeah, well...
Right, here we go. He's a sniff.
It does smell quite sweet. Not as honey-ish as I thought, but there's still quite a lot of sweetness in there, I think. So, yeah. Clink, enjoy your glass of detritus.
I'm honestly just not sure. Just even looking at it, I'm having a game.
Okay, I'll go first then. Hold on. Oh, it's really sweet. It's very, very sweet. You're sort of doing that thing where your sort of nose involuntarily turns up.
I want to like it, David.
Yeah, it's...
It gets very sweet. It smells like the back of a shop in France.
It's very sweet at the start, but it kind of mellows out a bit as it goes. Yeah, there's a touch of fruit to it. It's very, very sweet. It's very honey-y at the start. Now, at halfway through, you get a bit of fruit, and then it loses its oomph as it goes down. I can see why they would call this a session mead. I reckon after two or three, this would probably be quite easy. It's quite different, which is why it was such a shock at the beginning.
I'm just generally just not really a fan of honey, generally. Mm-hmm. I know some people are dead into honey. You know, like there's people that have many jars of it, and you have your ones with lavender and your ones with bits and pieces of that.
Yeah.
Honey's never really been a thing for me.
The Archies, they were well into it, so...
Do 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 do. Oh, honey, honey, do 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 do.
It's not really doing it for me, I'm afraid, and that's a shame because knowing that this was a small 330 can from Axiom, it was probably hideously expensive.
It was quite pricey, yeah. But oh well, you live and learn.
Yeah, but I mean, actually, a strong start in the sense that it is Moravian.
Yes, it certainly is. It's very local to here, and a strong start in that it's just not. It's just not another lager, because we went through a phase, if you remember, quite early on of just getting supermarket lagers we never tried. Yeah, and we're getting a lot more adventurous now.
Then so. we gravitated. We had a couple of months that we was almost exclusively sours.
Mm.
And then, you know, Adam Petrocha came to the rescue and was like, here, have my homebrewed IPAs. And that was very nice.
Mm.
With the weed IPA.
We did. We had weed IPA.
I mean, still, I think if we... One day we'll have to tabulate this into, like, a table. Very much in the sort of, you know, the whole star in a reasonably priced car sort of lap times thing like this.
Yeah.
I don't see anything dethroning blueberry muffin beer.
I tell you what we have to do.
Go on.
Sooner rather than later is go back up to that pub and just get an interesting selection for the next few episodes.
That's a good point. We should do that at a weekend or something where we can go for some beers while we do it.
Yes.
Anything worse than Cornish steam lager still, or is that...
Ooh, mango and sticky rice.
Oh, that wasn't good,
that
was it?
That was very bad. Yeah, Cornish steam lager and mango and sticky rice, I think, are the bottom of the pile for the moment.
The one thing about Cornish steam lager was it didn't try to be this kind of cool, quirky and expensive thing, whereas
That's
sticky
true.
Rice did.
Yeah, it just tasted of not beer, but just slightly aggressive off vodka to me. That was not good. Anyway, that's a review of Beer of the Podcast that we've done.
Step into the archive of Beer of the Podcast.
Yes. If I'm bored one day, I might actually do that.
Like
table.
A best of.
Yeah.
I'd love a Hot or Nots one. I think that'd be kind of funny. Just go through just like an hour of Hots and Nots.
Yeah. Drinking them as we go, that'd be a disaster. Imagine that. Dear me.
Join us on our News Broadcast Patreon
where we drink 60 beers in an hour. Anyway, let's not do that. Let's talk about... Metabolites.
So it's the first preview of the season. Oh, how exciting! How cool! How interesting!
all right.
Yeah,
I like that you're ragging on your own bit already.
God, or Sam just speaks some shite again. So Master Bosco, 6 PM Friday night.
Yep, under the light.
Yep,
Friday. I have no idea if they even have floodlights.
Friday night and the lights are low. Looking out for 3-0 Bordeaux. Yes. So you might be going.
Maybe, yes.
I will be watching in front of the TV because I have a job that I am beginning to dislike more and more by the day. So, Master Bosco finished 11th last season. 1-8, drew 7, lost 11. 4 points safe from 13th place Blansko, who went down, which sounds pretty awful until you consider they were also 4 points off Jihlava in 7th.
Yeah.
Really tight league last season.
Yeah, well, very tight midfield, certainly.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Just very... You know, competitive except Slavoj that we already talked about with their 7 points, scoring loads in the friendlies.
Mm-hmm.
Earl Taborsko. So 2-1 against Dinamo, 2-2 with Znojmo, remember them, 2-2 with Teplice, and 3-3 with Pilsen B. So not a team, I mean, if you remember Taborsko in the league when we were last, they're not a team that I associated with goals.
No.
I don't know about you.
No, it's... They were just one of the many teams in blue and white in that league who didn't really, who you just didn't really notice. They were very, very nothing as a team.
Yeah, I mean, anything above the, you know, mid table is pretty good for Tabor. They've, you know, they went down a couple of seasons ago, went back up, and have, you know, they just sort of endure, it seems. Like you'll remember back, we watched last season Blansko against them with the very weird camera angle on YouTube.com. And they didn't really look like a side that's like working to break you down. It was, you know, very quick, you know, huffing and puffing a bit in midfield. I mean, solid, you'd say, probably reasonably more of a defensive side. But, you know, still... you know, they could surprise if they're scoring that many goals, albeit in friendlies. Probably the most noticeable thing regarding Tabor is was Mudu Ndiaye, who I've probably pronounced horribly wrong, who's a Senegalese centre mid who's been picked up by Victoria Pilsen. He had 13 appearances, but he's very highly regarded. And this is where you go, remember Taborsko was where Abdullah Sima
came from, yeah.
Got his break, so maybe this is turning into a thing where people come over to Tabor and then get, you know, go off to bigger and better teams. You'll also...
They just, African schools across the continent, they just love Jan Žižka. they're all about him, man. So.
Yeah, they've always got one eye on that football club.
good.
He eventually went blind, so that joke doesn't really work. You remember Luis Gil.
Luis Gil, yes.
Luis Gil, who played for Žižkov and looked very good against Dustin Žižkov.
Absolute football manager star for me, I've got to say.
Yes. So,
Luis Gil.
So after Žižkov, he went to Taborsko.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up like... I think he played 6 times last season. I think he joined in like March or something like that. And, you know, for a man that, you know, scored 11 goals in Major League Soccer, he got 1 assist in 6 appearances. And regrettably, he seems to have moved on to try and find something else. So this is where you start thinking, is it really worth me doing a preview with a completely untested new squad? Because they've, like, 9 from the first team seem to have left, including Emmanuel Tolno, who led their goals... last season with 6 from the midfield. And he's went to Dinamo, and thrillingly, the first friendly was Dinamo against Taborsko with Tolno playing for Dinamo. So that was kind of funky. Yeah. But the one that stood out for me anyway while I was doing my preview, and again, if you think back a couple of years, you might remember this name, Lukas Pfeiffer, who ended up, I think, was for quite some time at Pardubice. And just didn't really make the cut when they got promoted, and seems to have ended up there, so he's back. I believe actually what happened was after Pardubice, he ended up going to Pilsen B.
Okay.
And they seem to have got him from there. So
found his level then, it looks like.
Well, maybe. It's, you know, I always thought he was okay.
a ringing endorsement there.
Well, no, he was okay in a Pardubice team, which I thought was okay.
Right.
That Pardubice team, I'm thinking more of the one that sort of finished 5th.
Right, season 3 or 4 seasons ago, yeah.
And, you know, looked like a perfectly serviceable team, one that was difficult to break down. They gave us a lot of problems that season.
They did, yeah.
So he could do something for a team like Tabor. I just don't know how this is going to really... shape up. We are notoriously poor starters to a season.
This, by the way, absolutely smacks of the last second division season where we had our opener against Vlašim, went there and just about scraped a draw.
And we were 1-0 up and cruising, weren't we?
And then self-destructed. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we revert to type, Zbrojovka start seasons poorly and are terrible away from home. So this all has can you even call it banana skin? I don't know, because this is going to be quite, I think, an evenly packed league again this season. I still think that us and the teams that came down will probably have a little bit too much quality. Though look out for a Dukla team that appear to be bouncing back. More on that when we play them, of course. I can't stop seeing score draw in my head with Zavadil bracket penalty in it. But are you more confident?
Well, considering what you've said, and as you say, our notoriously poor starting seasons and away form, 2-2 does not look out of bounds.
Yeah, it's that's kind of true. It's got a heavy scud them or there'll be a draw.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll lose. If we lose, it's kind of funny in the sense that a lot of in the last few,
it might get Dostal like one step closer to the litter bin. So.
Well, I mean, I know this is technically we're deviating from the preview now, but that's actually a really interesting thought. Like the amount of anger that everyone really who's a supporter of Zborovka experienced in the particularly the last few weeks of the season, with questions about the ownership, the role of Bartoniek in the club, the role of the management team and the coaching staff, which don't look like they're really doing much of a good job with Dostalek. You know, there was a lot of sort of anger there, and there was times that we were actually looking going into this season going, we had 14 players or something like that sort of ready about a week and a half before our first friendly. And actually what's happened since then is there has actually been a fair degree more of goodwill towards the club, because, you know, I thought we did a kit launch, which we've never really done before. I thought, like, for once, you know, social media team did a good job. A couple of really genuinely interesting signings, and I'd probably go as far to say actual fan favourite signings, that we've not really done that before. We've not really brought that sort of that sort of thing there. And, like, the things change really quickly in football and really quickly when you've got a support base like we do. And you just feel that dropping points against a team that a lot of the fans are going to pretty much think of as diddies, because they are diddies, could go really badly. And, you know, this was the beginning of the end of Schuster, wasn't it? The two draws, the really poor quality draw of the week after at home against Pardubice, and then just a match at Dukla that we never turned up in, and that just ended it for him.
Yeah. Ironically, if Dostalak had any say in these signings, this is what's going to do for him. Because if he doesn't get points on the board fairly sharpish with this good of a squad for this level, he should be, by rights, out on his ass.
I agree with that. And I mean, look at again, different time, it was a different squad. But when we just absolutely humiliated Opava when the pressure was off, 4-0, 4-1 even could have been a lot more. You know, having that free, having that sort of swagger around, you should be coming down here. Actually, I mean, obviously, you know, it's all they always say in the cup. Oh, they were expecting a win. There's too arrogant and stuff, and there's a cup upset. But I think you should actually come down to this league with some arrogance and be like, we are better players. We are a professional setup. We are going to squish this league, and, you know, maybe deal with the repercussions after, but you have to go in with that sort of confidence as arrogance to basically put teams away. And what we were great at least in this division, was in the second half of the season, putting teams away. We've just got to start it early.
Yeah. Right. That's that then. Welcome back, listener.
I'm really up for it now.
Like, good.
Talking about that, I'm really up for the start of this season.
Good. Yeah, me too. Yeah, it'll be great to actually get back seeing live football again. Shout out to the club for renewing everyone's season tickets for free, by the way. That was very good.
Just as an aside for that, and this is probably something that I should maybe have asked off here, but is the way that it's working with this Zborovak ID, you're just putting your QR code on your phone? Is that how it's working?
I don't know. I went to the stadium and got myself a card.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got one, Ben got one, I think John's gone to get himself one as well.
Can you just turn up if you've got the...
You can just turn up if you've got your old card as well. Or if you're on the system anyway, they'll just print you out a card.
Oh, perfect, so, I might do that then.
Yeah, it's a nice idea, but the technology, they haven't quite nailed it yet. Anyway, that's not the point, that's not what we're talking about. Thank you very much for joining us again, listener, and we hope you will join us throughout this, what promises to be either utter humiliation or complete glory. There is no in between. for this season.
And let's all have fingers crossed that we will be able to watch all of this live.
Yes. Except you on Friday.
Yes. Thanks, job.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much, listener. Follow us on all the socials at Sproy Offcast. And, yeah, hopefully we'll speak to you next week. If not, we'll speak to you again when we speak to you. Cheers, then.
Bye.